This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Tinder gets a Share My Date feature. I'm Imran Sheikh, and you can go ahead and relax, thruple enthusiasts. It's not what you think. So let's clear it up. It's time for your Daily Crunch for Thursday, starting with three big headlines. Amazon confirmed it is ending Prime Air drone delivery operations in Lockford, California. The Central California town of 3,500 people was the company's second U.S. drone delivery site after College Station, Texas. Operations were announced in June 2022. The retail giant is not offering details around the setback, only noting, "We'll offer all current employees opportunities at other sites and will continue to serve customers in Lockford with other delivery methods. We want to thank the community for all their support and feedback over the past few years." Prime Air's arrival brings same-day deliveries to Amazon customers in the region, courtesy of a hybrid fulfillment center slash delivery station. The company says it will be contacting impacted customers when the service is up and running. There's no specific information on timing beyond this year, owing in part to ongoing negotiations with both local officials and the FAA required to deploy in the airspace. Just one more step away from the flying cars we were promised. The mixed reality operating system that powers MetaQuest headsets can officially be used by third-party device makers, the company announced on Monday. Three major tech players, Asus, Lenovo, and Microsoft's Xbox, are the first companies to confirm they'll be developing new devices that run the software. Now called Meta Horizon OS, the open system allows developers to access technologies like eye, face, hand, and body tracking and high-resolution pass-through, a popular mixed reality feature when users can still see their surroundings while wearing the headset. The company says all future headsets can connect via the MetaQuest app on iOS and Android devices. Notably, Microsoft is teaming up with Meta to build a limited edition MetaQuest inspired by Xbox, according to the announcement. And no, Tinder hasn't gone polyamorous. You see, it's not uncommon for people to screenshot dating profiles and send them to their friends and loved ones, either to get feedback or to let them know who they're seeing that weekend. Tinder users can now share their date plans directly from the app thanks to a new feature called Share My Date. Again, sorry to disappoint all you kitchen table people out there. Tinder announced Monday that users will now be able to send a link that includes details about the upcoming date, including the match's name, meeting location, date, and time. Links can be sent up to 30 days prior to the day of the date and are editable, so users can update the details whenever they want. Share My Date links are viewable for every recipient, including non-Tinder users. Like Tinder's Matchmaker feature, which lets users' friends suggest potential matches, the Share My Date link expires after a certain period. This is to discourage people from sharing on social media, the company said in a statement.
At Tinder, we continue to release new features that aim to create a fun, safe, and respectful experience for all. Discussing plans with friends and family is a time-honored dating ritual. Share My Date streamlines this basic info sharing so singles can jump right to the exciting part, from figuring out what to wear to prepping conversation topics.
The launch of Share My Date comes at a time when dating apps are experiencing slow growth. As of last January, there were only about 12.7 million installs in the U.S., growth of 2.38% compared to the almost 16% growth in the year prior. Now let's kick it over to the person I'll always swipe right on, producer Dennis, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. We begin with a direct-to-consumer diamond jewelry startup called Pascal. The company has raised nearly $10 million in VC funding to date. Pascal's pitch is that it can make diamond jewelry accessible by using lab-grown diamonds that are chemically and physically akin to natural diamonds, but cost 1/20th of the price. Up next, raising young kids who have been diagnosed with or are suspected of having ADHD can be challenging. Clarity Pediatrics, a chronic care startup founded in 2021, says it can reduce the wait time for receiving a diagnosis from many months to a couple of days for an average $15 copay per session. And plenty of products benefit from tight integration, where companies design and sometimes build key components of a product in-house. It's not an easy strategy to get right, but General Galactic, a stealthy new startup, hopes the approach will let it drive prices down for so-called e-fuels, which produce hydrocarbons from captured carbon dioxide. That'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Brian Heater, Lauren Forrestall, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.